Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Major title changes hands at WWE Survivor Series. Triple H addresses the future of War Games. And Mia Yim wants this release star back in WWE. Hello, welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share. Turn on the location bell if you really want as well. But most importantly, just make sure you're having the best possible Sunday. Whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing, I hope it goes really cool for you. And if it's not going so cool, I hope it turns around. And also, I'm going to apologize right now because I have a very throaty, raspy voice. I blame it on the football. Blame it on the boogie. Blame it on the sunshine. Blame it on the football. But we have some wrestling news. That's what I'm here for. Also, there is the watch-along from last night that Michael Hampler and Adam Wilborn did, so you can always go and check that out as well for extensive Survivor Series reaction. But Austin Theory, coming out of Survivor Series, Austin Theory, A-Town Down, is the new WWE United States Champion. Now, this was a match, Triple Threat, of course, featuring the then champion Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley. But it was Theory who emerged victorious and now can parade round with his second run with the United States title. The finish of this match, in case you haven't seen it, was a really good match. It was a really fun match. I really enjoyed it. But the finish of this match came where Seth Rollins had Theory up for the Falcon Arrow. As he had him up in the air, Bobby Lashley speared Rollins. Lashley's momentum kind of took him past Rollins, and as Rollins fell, with Theory still there, Theory fell on Rollins and got the 1-2-3. Now, this, of course, is just another step in, I guess, the I don't know if you want to call it rehabilitation of the Austin Theory character, but definitely the character has changed in these last few weeks since failing to cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase on a secondary championship. Now, of course, the screams of "he's buried" came loud after that failed cash in. But it was just really, seems like it's a case of Triple H has looked at things and thought, I want to do something different with Austin Theory to what we're doing. I don't want him to be this comedic goof. I want him to be a bit more serious. And that is exactly what's happened. We've seen a new edge to him, I guess would be the cheesy pun to throw out there. It's been a new edge to the character in the last few weeks. Obviously, he keeps going about how he's not a kid, he's a man, blah, 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 all that kind of jazz. But I'm here for this. I'm here to see. I'm intrigued what they're going to do with Austin Theory. Obviously, what they're doing right now is the US champion. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see where this goes. And also, getting that title off Rollins. I thought Rollins had done a good job as US champ, to be fair. He's one of those wrestlers where you can put any belt on him and he can make it feel like a big deal. But it's interesting for me now where Rollins goes after this. I kind of frees him up to go towards the main event picture. I mean, to me, Seth Rollins could be a realistic option to face Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. Play back what we had this year, where Rollins, of course, got the DQ win over the big dog, the head of the table, the tribal chief. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see where we go with this one. But it's something to keep an eye on. As is also the future of the War Games match. Now, Survivor Series last night. Survivor Series War Games, as it was titled officially, that was the first time that we've seen a War Games match on the WWE main roster. Now, NXT obviously have had several matches, numerous matches, War Games outings. The concept itself, of course, War Games goes back to the National Wrestling Alliance, Jim Crockett Promotions, Dusty Rhodes created the match, famously, the Match Beyond. But this is the first time it's been on the main roster. Now, Triple H, obviously, who ran NXT for the longest time, has been keen to get this match concept introduced to WWE for literally 2 decades. I think it goes back to the creation of the Elimination Chamber in 2002. I'm sure originally Hunter was pushing for War Games. Vince McMahon was no, because that's not his creation. So let's do something else, which was ended up being the Elimination Chamber. There was a, like AEW does, WWE have started doing these kind of the post-premium live event press scrums. And there was one last night, of course, and Triple H was asked about the future of War Games and whether this will become an annual tradition, whether it will be something that's associated and tied to the Survivor Series show. And his answer here, I have it right here. I think we'll see. I think it worked out incredibly well tonight. We're in the process of looking at the overall year-to-year calendar and seeing where things up, seeing where things end up. But I believe tonight was very successful, so it makes me feel positive about it. We'll see where the future takes us. So while he's not confirmed that there will be more War Games, that certainly suggests that to me that there will be more War Games, which, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to scientist to think that would have been the case. Triple H also talked about how War Games doesn't necessarily have to be kind of pinned to Survivor Series as it would be. And he talked about how it could be a match used as a blow-off to a feud. He compared it a little bit to Hell in a Cell, or the original Hell in a Cell, where people would fight in the cell because they hated each other. It was the culmination of a heated rivalry rather than just, it's October, so let's have a big, massive Hell in a Cell match. So yeah, he compared it to that and he said he might use it as basically a blow-off to feuds. Of course, the thing there is, though, it's a feud that would have to involve like 10 people, which is, it's not just, you know, Hell in a Cell where it's one-on-one for the most part anyway, or maybe a tag team match. With War Games, you have 10 competitors, those two amalgamated make competitors. There's 10 of those anyway to deal with. And what I'm going to deal with next is our next news story, because as I said, my throat is killing. It's been a long few days, a painful few days if you're a Wales fan like myself, but let's talk about that. We're here to talk wrestling, and we're here to talk Mia Yim wanting Tegan Knox back in WWE, as do I. Speaking of Wales, Tegan Knox, what a talent. The girl with the shiniest wizard, who was one of the many, like Mia Yim, was one of the many, many names released by WWE during the pandemic. With Tegan, it was, November 2021, I believe she was part of those cuts, because obviously there were several rounds of budget cuts made during those times, during the dark days. But yeah, Mia Yim appeared on the Steve Falls 10 Count podcast, and it was just a very quick answer. She was asked who she'd like to see in WWE, and immediately just said Tegan Knox. That's it. And Tegan's great, man. It's one of those where you're thinking that there's so much potential there to become this massive star. And just that the unfortunate injury issues where she blew out her knee and then came back and the other knee went, and then finally got to the main roster in that kind of thrown together tag team with Shotzi, I guess. And they won a tag title shot as well, and then never got it. And then Tegan was released, and it's just like, but yeah, she's done interviews over the last few months, over the last however long, actually, to be fair, where she's talked about the problem she's got in the moment, Tegan Knox's is, pronouns pal, where the problem that she has and Tegan has is that there's a visa issue where she is unable to work in the US, but if she leaves the US, she won't be able to get back into the country. So she's stuck in Orlando, basically, just, I guess, waiting for all these issues to sort themselves out. Obviously, Triple H, Paul Levesque, is a big Tegan Knox fan. Clearly, she was one of his favorites during the time in NXT. And you're thinking now, obviously, with the amount of people that Triple H is bringing back, especially those who he kind of guided through NXT, it's a no-brainer to have Tegan Knox return at some point, as and when this paperwork the red tape can get sorted out. I mean, lots of people speculate that she might be at Clash at the Castle, obviously in Cardiff, which is not too far from her hometown. I think Bargoed, I think she's from, technically. But obviously these visa issues are still there. But yeah, I'm happy to see Tegan Knox back in WWE if it happens. Obviously we've had Emma return recently, Dakota Kai return, Io Sky promoted to the main roster, Scarlett's return with Cross, obviously Mia Yim as well. So it's WWE are nicely fleshing out their women's division, and Tegan Knox, I mean, she'd be a fantastic addition to any women's division for any promotion.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, a few questions, if my throat holds up. Sympathy for me, please. No, no sympathy for me needed this morning, but we've got Derek Aff's got in touch. Who do you obviously, there's a picture there of a cat, so I'm instantly on board. As ever, on a Sunday, send me your pictures of your pets. I'm always happy to see those. Genuinely does put a smile on my face. Who do you think is more over right now, the Acclaimed or FTR? And when do you think they will finally clash so the top guys can finally get their fourth belts? Dino wants to know. Dino looks like a proper cutie there, so thanks for sending that in, Derek. I say who's more over right now, it is the Acclaimed. It was FTR. FTR was, geez, man, they were pretty much the most overact in AEW. And they still get huge reactions, but it's just the handling of them. It's like beating the drum at this point. It's low-hanging fruit to moan about the use of FTR because it's so glaringly obvious of how poor... Not, I don't know if poorly is the right word, but just... And mistreated might be a bit harsh, but just the handling of them has been bungled big time, where you had them as this white hot act where it seemed like obviously they were going for the AEW World Tag Titles when the Bucks had them, and then those belts got switched to Swerve and Our Glory, which that name is daft. It got switched to Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland, and here we are on the Acclaimed. And so FTR, if you asked me this question maybe 4 months ago, I would have said FTR, but the Acclaimed, man, they're over huge right now. And FTR, just by, I guess, law of diminishing returns, the pops aren't quite as big as what they were because they're sporadic in their appearances, or they're kind of hidden away on Rampage, which, let's face it, there's a good portion of the AEW audience that don't watch Rampage. That's just that show on a Friday that you might watch if you're free. If not, you know, click right your way to watch it. So that's a really long way of saying the Acclaimed. Zizzer me, daddy ass. Can I say ass? I've just said ass. Hey, it's an ass day. I'm an ass man. That's one of my all-time favorite wrestling tunes, Billy Gunn's Ass Man. I will hear no different. As for when they clash, I don't know, really. I don't know. I think right now, obviously, the focus on the ROH tag titles for FTR and Final Battle, and I think then maybe you look at the beginning of the next year and think, right, what are we going to do with this? Are we going to go in on FTR versus the Acclaimed? Would that to do that match, would you do it as a babyface versus babyface? Would you have maybe FTR lean more towards being heels? There's lots of questions, but I think, yeah, we'll get that match at some point, because I don't think the Acclaimed are losing the titles anytime soon, really, because you want to capitalize on how popular they are, and how popular something as daft as Scissor Me has gotten over. God love professional wrestling, man. I think I'll see the third. Sundays aren't complete unless it's a solo Sunday. Thank you, Hector. Can you see Triple H keeping Finn strong with the Judgment Day to be a future opponent for Cody, assuming Cody wins the WWE title? And can you see Finn get the main roster title run he missed out on? Yes, I think that Triple H is going to keep Finn strong. I think Finn Balor versus Cody Rhodes, that could be great if it was for the world title as well, even better. I think Finn would be a great opponent for Cody somewhere down the line. As for Finn getting one of the big titles, if they decide to split those titles at some point, which you'd imagine they will at some point, I don't know with that one. I'd be for it. I mean, Finn Balor's great, man. And Triple H, clearly, he's hung NXT on Finn Balor's back twice now. Obviously, when he went back down to NXT and kind of got more of his edge back as the prince, as it were. I think Finn Balor's in a good place right now. And I think he's going to be positioned well. I think he's going to be used well. I think Triple H is going to basically try and make things up to him for all the crap that Vince McMahon put the poor fella through. So yeah, I think Finn will be, he'll be good. Maybe if he's a world champion, I don't know. Like I said, I'm fine with that. I'm all cool with that. I'm saying the same stuff over again, which is when I get told off for rambling. So I'm going to swiftly move on. But thank you very much for sending that in, Hector. Ashley's got in touch. Morning Legend. I ain't no legend. Morning Legend, do you think there's a plan in place for Omega Osprey to wrestle a second time in AEW? Maybe Revolution. Yes, I do. Tony Khan is, in a good way, is being kind of quite selfish with the big matches, the crossover matches that he has. I mean, obviously, Forbidden Door was marketed as AEW and a New Japan Pro Wrestling product, which it was, but it was very much, it kind of just kind of felt more, it's mine, it's Tony Khan's sort of thing. It's AEW's thing. And when they've done the matches with Impact Wrestling, a lot of that, I mean, obviously, there's you know, you've had big matches in Impact. You'd send the Elite, you send Kenny to Impact. But it kind of, it felt like some of the bigger matches were kept for AEW programming. So I think if basically if Tony Khan's prepared to let Kenny Omega go to Wrestle Kingdom's New Japan Pro Wrestling in January to wrestle Will Ospreay, he's doing that on the basis of like, right, so what else can I get out of this? I want the rematch. So I think we definitely get Kenny versus Ospreay at some point. Revolution next year, yeah, okay, cool. I'm all right with that. But yeah, I think that's a match we're definitely going to see. I joked about it on Twitter when the match was announced, when Kenny obviously appeared via video and threw down the challenge. Dave Meltzer's going to run out of stars, man. That's it. The Meltzer account is just going to keep on going. If you're one of those who gets tight in the pants over star ratings, I just think it's going to be a really great match, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Now, John Raphael's got in touch with a last question here. What's Doink the Clown up to these days? Well, that's a nice one to end. Nice. I probably should have done this first and then had a lighter question to end on. The original Doink, Matt Bourne, sadly passed away in 2013, at the age of 55, from a drug overdose. Matt Bourne played Doink for the first, year or so, I guess from 92 when the character debuted on WWF TV, through until 93 when you had the evil heel Doink. And Matt Bourne was a really good worker, and that evil heel Doink was fantastic, man. If you've never seen it, go back and check out those matches. Check out the early Raws that he was on, and he was brilliant. That's how he appeared on Raw. Was he just, the first few weeks, he'd just be in the crowd. So you just see a clown in the crowd. And then he became the wrestling character, and they started having matches, and it was great. So that was Matt Bourne. He played the character for the first, 18 months, I guess, 93 it was, that Matt Bourne left the company. He was fired because of drug issues. Ended up going to ECW briefly, where he did the Bourne Again character, which was, he had half his face painted as Doink. And it was a really cool concept where it was, he developed a split personality disorder because he'd been forced to play a clown in WWF. And so it was just this tormented soul there was so much potential there in that. But once Matt Bourne left WWF, it was Ray Apollo who took over the character. And so a lot of the babyface stuff was Ray Apollo. And then when the character had resurfaced, like the WrestleMania, 17 Gimmick Battle Royal, that'd be Ray Apollo as well. And obviously various other people have played Doink over the years. WWE loves to bring out that character every now and again, every few years, just for a cameo appearance or as part of an angle, like where Chris Jericho was Doink briefly once. So that's what happened to Doink the Clown, which is a really nice way to end things on today. But this has been the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share, follow, turn on notification bells. And most importantly, though, as ever, just make sure you're having a good day. Whether you're up to something, whether you're up to nothing, I hope your Sunday's a really good one. I believe Murray and Wilborn will be back tomorrow with the news. My voice is about to tap out, so I will bid you adieu. There will be no Solo Sunday News, at least with me, next weekend. I'm actually off for the weekend. I feel like I've had a few of them lately, so apologies. Whether anybody else falls in, who knows? But I will catch you the Sunday after that. Have a good one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.